Simon Kuflin Gimel Sif Yudal.
Okay, Reuben Shomer Karka Zu, and he knows in leaving this aleh Beis Hakneses. So Reuben comes along and he offers this piece of land. He donates this piece of land that he's donating it for the purpose of building a shul. For the rotsa of the Chacham Hanicha and leaving this Beis Hakneses, the Goyim who were in control refused to allow them to build the shul.
No permit.
So it came along the community and says, okay, we need a place to build a Talmud Torah, the cheder. So we'll take the piece of karka and we'll build on it the school. Reuben Amar Adai to the Hochi Lo Nadori. I said, no, I didn't give it for that purpose. I gave it for the purpose of a shul. So I would like to either build a shul, and since the government not allowing a shul, I'm backing out. Okay, Lomotzi Reuben Hadrabay. Reuben can't back out. Okay. So now, that's step number one. So, but they, and they can change this designation of this. So it's stuck. He designated for stuck purposes, he can't back out. But we have the power, the authority, the community has the authority to redirect the money for the purpose of a bias of Talmud Torah.
Why isn't that considered theft? I mean, he gave the money for one purpose, and now they're just saying, no, we're not going to use it for that, we're going to use it for this other thing. Okay, I get it that, you know, the Goyim aren't letting him, but still, it was his money. Shouldn't he have the right to designate it for what he wants? Without them, you know, effectively stealing it for their own purposes?
There are halakha concepts of stock of money, of what you're allowed to do with stock of money. And once you make it designated as stock of money, it's not yours anymore. It's stock of money. You designated as stock of money, and now the halakha decides what you can do with stock of money, not you. You don't make a stock of money, that's your business. But you said, I'm designated this for the purpose, this is considered a form of stock. So now it's stock. So the rabbi decides what to do with it, not you. Rabbi, I didn't plan that. Very nice, tough luck. You gave it a stock. So that person gives stalker money. Let's say, for example, it gives stalker money for a niyim. And it turns out that right now there's no niyim in the town, and the halacha says you may use it for something else. It says, I didn't want it. This is tough luck. You gave it a stalker. This is stalker. The halacha of stalker. You can change it to something else. That's the halacha.
It's not a deny.
What?
It's not a deny.
You don't have a power of deny over here, right?
Well, you can say, I'll give you some money in condition that...
Yeah, I thought
if I let me build a base Knesset.
I thought you could give tzedakah al tanai. I thought you. I was maybe. Am I wrong?
Here he says I'm giving it. He's not saying it's at the tanai.
In general, it's very difficult to see that you can make a real tanai in tzedakah. Most tzedakahs will honor your request because this way you'll donate again.
Yeah, you can certainly imagine why if, you know, they did this to me, he would probably not be so quick to donate any money ever again.
That's true, right? But that's there are, you know, there are rules of what you're allowed to change and not to change, so that's it. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, furthermore, so like this, let's clarify. Did Reuben live in the city or not?
I'm sorry, say again?
Does he live in the city or not? Okay. So it depends. Im Reuben lo hayador shom, hayor kelem l'shenose. So if Reuben does not live there, so all you're dealing with is his neder of staka. Based on his neder of staka, a kedusha based medrash is considered higher than the kedusha based knesses. And you're allowed to take the staka money, which is for basic knesses, and use it for basic medrash. It's a higher level of usage in halacha. So money which is designated for that purpose can be used halacha leave or something higher. However, there's a second issue is, but who decides this? The people of the city. And therefore, if he's a member of the city, beyond above and beyond the tzedakah issue, there's another issue. I'm one of the recipients of the money as well. And the recipients can decide what to do with the money. Well, I say, Enem Rishoyim, L'shanoysa, Imu Oymed B'tzuveach. If he's screaming, literally, Pierce Soyek.
He cries out.
He's refusing. You can't force it on him. Because The issue over here is we're going above and beyond the tzedakah issue, is he's a member of the community, which the community has to decide. So theoretically, if he, above, besides him, other members of the community could also say, "We, you know, we want to keep this money for shul. We're hoping the goyim will change." Whatever the thought process is, and they have a valid argument. So he's not worse than anybody else, just because he's the one who's been out of it. To make, if anything, to make him better, not worse. However, even this, that he cannot, he can prevent it. There is a limit to that. What is that? Elam ken yesham chever ir. If there's an established
Torah scholar
system in the city, Chevrim, there's a group which runs the city. So you know when you walk in that there's a council which runs the city. And you're aware of it, it exists, you're aware of it. And when you move into the city or you establish yourself in the city, you understand that this is what how things are going to run. So you've effectively agreed to empower them to make the decisions for you up front. So when you give the money, you're doing it based on that original assumption that you're empowering them. Therefore, you cannot retract. V'shiva tu v'ir, dinam kechever ha'ir. And the halacha is that shiva tu v'ir, do have a halacha of chever ha'ir. So the chever ha'ir is here. And since so if you have a city which, after you moved in, they elected a council. They didn't have a council beforehand. So I never said when I moved in that I'm committing myself to these to subjugate myself to the council. But if when you moved in, there was a council, and then you understood that the way things are decided in the city is through this process. So you agreed that they have a right to decide. Okay.
Wait, I'm not sure. Is the end of this saying that if he donates his money to be used for a Beis Knesset, and the Goyim say nothing, and if he doesn't live in the city, they can expropriate this money used for some other cause?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay.
Well, another cause, which is sit at a higher level of stalker. You can't demote it.
It's Malim B'Kodesh.
Malim B'Kodesh, right. So Beis Medrash is a Malim B'Kodesh. You want to use a Beis Medrash, you want to use it for a Sefer Torah. So you know what? We have a shul already. We need a Sefer Torah. Okay, so we can take the money for the basic necessities and buy a Sefer Torah for the old shul instead. But you can't go down with it.
And Pidyon Shvuyim is even higher, right?
Pidyon Shvuyim will be higher.
Is there anything higher than Pidyon Shvuyim?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the level of Kedusha, the point is Pidyon Shvuyim because of the Sakana element. When we saw before, in a case where we can sort of like prevent the people of the city from using their money and make them donate a second time, we do that because we don't want to change the money in that situation because Betzim, it's not the same, it's a different type of usage. Pay Aleph, Lemotzi. So you can't back out. Denasa Neder, Michi Omer, Karka, Zulu, Basic Nesses. So once he designates it, that Ketzadim and Neder, Kedamrinan, Beficha, Zut Stoka. So Chazal said it's referring to when a person said something that's worth stuck, it gets a din of a netter. So he cannot retract the netter that he made. So he can't back out. Okay, step number one. Now what happens? So can you change it to something else? So if he doesn't live there, they could. So they could change it to something else. If he'll do our rishus, they can use the karka for other purposes, whatever the necessary, even if it's something which is secular. We said before, designation doesn't generate kedusha. Now, the guy sitting here is screaming, "Any chavetz elishiyah the basic nesses." I only gave it with intent using it for basic nesses. We don't focus on him. We ignored him. He didn't make it tonight. The loyomer imel loyivnu basic nesses yachziru li hakarka. If he would have said, "I'm giving it for X, and if you don't do X, I want the money back," since he didn't say that, arminan da daitili zu yoyve mekar v'hashcha karbe lamotzim. Had he made it tonight, he could have done that, but he didn't make it tonight. So it means the option was there. He chose not to exercise it. Means he's basically being agreeable. So whatever they decide, so this is what they're deciding. Well, and now you're saying no. Now you're changing your mind. Okay. It's Anir Mershoyim, but if he's a member of the city, they cannot force it upon him. What's the learner? sheyachol ha'akdom shel livna zaleh beis medrash af she kedusha chamura mizeh kenal bereisha sim. And even though a beis medrash is a higher level kedusha than a beis knesses, he says, I, as a member of the city, am saying no. I don't want it to be changed. So, but the reason is, given the isyayev adai to the kul, the money was given to be used by the members of the city. So he gave his money away. So now they have to decide. Yeah, but he's also receiving the money because it's given to be used by the people of the city, including himself. Okay, so it's not worse than anybody else that they can make a mechal. Ba'afal gav the mavur le'el b'sivfof the kedusha chamor yuchalim nehir l'shanas afilu shalom b'shiva to be a year to go up in level of kedusha. You don't need a special dispensation of the council. So we're going up over here. We're going to base a medrash. So you don't need the council. The answer is hasam mari shein echel me'anshe yir moicha al zebeferish. There's nobody who is explicitly protesting. Okay, so but over here, any person really could get up and protest. So he's not worse than anybody else. He wants to get up, but he's protesting. I don't want you to change it. Okay, now Rabbi Mishabrei Bakasha, or I'm going to rub Shehiksha. The Rabbi Mishabrei asked the question: the Biyaridei Assimilation Test Sipeis Isad Behedya Dana Bailim Michalim Limchus Milidna Space of Medrash Kiman Shikdusha Chamura. That the Bailim cannot protest. So we have a stereo between the Shulchan Aruch over here and over there. He doesn't like the answer. So he remains with the question. So we have a stereo over here. Okay. So there the issue was they raised money, and they want to use the money which is designated for a shul, they want to use it for Beis HaMedrash. And this fellow was saying that I gave my money, that wasn't maskim. So he said, I'm sorry, tough luck. Now we were saying, if the person's a member of the community, he could say, I'm refusing to let you do that. So what's the difference between the two? So that's the stira.
Can you say that again?
Over here we're saying, there's two or three issues over here. Step number one is that he didn't make a tonight kafel, so which that would mean his original donation was limited. He said, this is I'm designating this, so you can't say, you know what, now that he said no, I'm retracting, it's too late, you gave it. Okay, but they want to change it to use it for basic matters instead of a shul. I don't want that. So lucky is you can move it up to a higher kedusha. We ignore him. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, that's only if you don't live there. Because you don't live there, you have no. You gave it away, now the community will decide what to do with it. It's theirs now, you gave it to them. And the conversation. But if you're a member of the city, we now come from a different angle and say, well, yeah, I gave it to the city has decided, but I'm part of the city. And I'm saying no. So we're assuming over here that I have a right to say no. Like anybody in the city has a right to explicitly get up and say, I'm going. Nobody says anything.
But I mean,
even though it was only decided by some people, that's fine. But if since it's going to a higher level of kedusha, but if one person is moed, any person in the city would be moed, he could stop. So he's not worse than anybody else in the city if he lives here.
So you're saying every single person in that city has the right of veto?
Correct.
Wow.
But the problem is over there in Yeridea, it says when they collected money, this is karka over there, it's money. But it shouldn't make any difference in this point. They collected money for the purpose of a basic knesses. Then they decided they need a basic medrash. They want to use the money for basic medrash. They said, well, yeah, you can do that because it's a higher level of kedusha. You're allowed to be selling the money to a higher level. Wonderful. The guy says, no, I only gave it for basic knesses, not for basic medrash. We say, tough luck. You can't protest. Even though he's a member of the city. And he was saying, he could protest if he's a member of the city. So, which one is it? So that's the steerer.
And all this does not depend on whether there already is a base measuration in the city or not?
No, it wouldn't make a difference, really. Okay. So he said, that they're not able to change it. But he can't take it back because that's the netter part. I feel the government's not allowing him to build. So he said, well, you know, like, you can't use the base matters. You can't use the base analysis. You might as well take the money back. No. They'll find a way to get into the grace and build. So we can't take the money back. But even this power to protest, it's only if there's no chavur here. If there's a chavur here, there's this group of the people of the community which define things. And when you came to the city, they were in place already. So you understood that you are subjugating your will to the will of the chavur here. Veshiva tuvah here has it in like chavur here, but so remember b'mayim and alcohol. But we said before that they need that when they do what they're doing, the people of the city are aware of it. So, like I said before, if you sell it publicly, even though you don't necessarily go and ask this person and say, ask him yes, but that's known that you're doing it, so that's sufficient to accomplish. Now, if the majority of the people will start saying, no, that they would have that power to override the Shiva Tuba year, but one person doesn't. Okay, Tetzvav. So now that we said that each person has some type of violence over here, so the guy says, you know what? I don't like Reuven. So I'm answering my ownership in the basic Knesset is also for Reuven to use. Excuse me. Ein Adam Yochel Lesser Chelkei basic Knesset. He doesn't have the power to make an Isser, make an Isser, put a status of Isser on his portion vis-a-vis the community. Well, the Mishnah, not from the Svarim. The Moser Enoklum. If he did do it, it doesn't work. Peivav Enodim. Hanu Ben Lo Yochid Ben Lo Kol HaKohol. Whether he wants to ask it on one individual or he wants it on the whole city, he can't do it. Enoklum. Can't take the Goyim. That was the tongue of the Goyim that you can't do it. Dim Loi Kein. Kolechad Shiloi Dabar Ma'im Chaveri Yeser Chal Kolov. Melo Yehe Kolov Esekles is a Surolov. Dein Breira. So it's a great idea, you know. Again, if I was somebody, I could really mess him up. He said, my chelik of esekneses is also on you. Now he'll get me back also. His chelik of esekneses is also on me. But, you know, it's just going to generate to which chelik is yours. We hold Ein Breira. Ein Breira means that the Raisa level, we talk about Yisrael and Nerev, which is the Raisa issue. Each person has a small ownership in every part of the shul, not a specific part of the shul. So you can use nothing in the shul. The guy can't walk in. The guy can't sit. The guy can't use the lighting. He can't do any benefit from the shul. He can't get any way, shape, or form. So he's out. So the Gadim said it doesn't work.
So if we hold up the same brayra there, what does the mechaber mean when he says chalko?
But he owns something. He owns a portion of it. He owns a portion. We don't know.
So that brayra.
No. Brayra means we know which portion it is.
Yeah.
No, I don't know which person. I know you own the 1/100th of everything in the shul.
Unspecified. All right.
Now let's take it a step further. Misha Hishul based on the basic Knesses. So they weren't able to build a shul. So he took his own private dwelling and lent it to the community as a shul. And now he has a fight with somebody in the shul. He says, great, it's my house. You may not walk into my house. I'm making an osra and you as an eder. And a yochel osra, he can't do that. Elim ken yesren l'kol l'kohol kecha. He can osra the house and anybody in the shul. Or any in the community. That he can do, which basically, it's his house still. But one individual, that he can't do. The chances are, he will not do that, and this way to use this is a way to way he use his power and authority to mavas as one individual by making him also that you can't you're not going to be able to get away with, and we will take away your power to do that. But davka sheishol tchila stam. But this is all talking about the person gave it. He didn't make any type of conditions. When he gave it originally, he said explicitly that if at any point in time he wants to block people, wants to be moicha, protest people from using it. He has the power to do that. So he's able to do that. He didn't say explicitly, I'm designating this for the community. He just let people come into his house. It's his house. So people come to daven there. It's still his house. It's still functioning. He never gave it away in a certain sense. Even as a loan. He has the power to block people from coming in. Okay. So Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem on this that you can't answer on one person, but Tom near it. And the logic is he was concerned about the embarrassment. He'll be publicly embarrassing that one individual. But he can't go in. I'm getting involved, like the story with there of Kamsip or Kamsip. So we take that issue very seriously. Mashenke kashiyasu the kulam like a ksuba, but if you ask in the whole city, there's no issue of embarrassment. We have a problem, so we're back to where we were before the guy gave the shul. He just lent it to them. But he said at a specific time, he's lending them for a specific time. Once you lent it to them for a specific time, can you retract and take it, make it usur? Maybe it's too late. You gave it away. During that time, you don't really have full violence over it. That's what a shayla is. You're giving away the usage to somebody else. So you're giving them, in effect, some of the control over it. You're losing your control. Maybe you can't usur anymore. So that's a machlokes. Okay. Okay. Yud Zion.
What does it mean to say my house is a shul but nobody in the city can come in? What's the point of that? Why would anybody do that?
Yeah. Because there's people out there who are willing to cut off their nose despite their face.
Maybe he wants to declare it as a shul for tax purposes, but he doesn't really want it to be a shul. I'm sure there's probably some unscrupulous people that would certainly the Havdil church, there are probably people who do that sort of thing.
No, he does it to the community. I mean, you could picture such a person. A person's a very powerful person, very rich person. He has the house, which he does it to the community, and then they insult him. So he says, you know what? He's angry at the whole community. He says, I'll get back at you. You can't come to this house anymore. Right? So what did he accomplish? He's not going to his covet. So what accomplishes? Everybody thinks that he's all life. So he has no covet. But he doesn't think like that. That's what people think. I showed them. I'm a powerful guy. I showed them. That's what people think, right? It's stupid, right?
If someone has a minyan kavu in his house, stay for a long time, and he's a gabbai. It's his house. He started a minyan, and he's a gabbai. Can the people who've been dominating there for a long time say, okay, now we want a different gabbai?
Certainly lack of karas atov.
Possibly. Right? If he didn't make any type of tenoyim, so they said, you know, we're not happy with how you're dealing with things. So said, well, if so, I'm not asking you to have a shul. Okay, that's his case. Too late. You want to make a tenoy originally. You know.
What makes it a base kinesis? I mean, if you have a minyan there Friday night, is it right away shul? Community shul? I mean, one time, two times? I mean, what makes it?
No, the case over here was he gave it over to be used.
Yeah, he said so explicitly.
Right. But if a person's saying, this is my house, you know, I used to have him in my house for Friday nights when we were in Kerala, because the yeshiva, especially in the winter, it's very short. Yeshiva was a 15-minute walk from the where the Kerala houses was. It's Cleveland winter, you don't want to walk there.
Why?
You'd rather walk, you know, right, 2 minutes away. I wasn't giving away my house. I was saying, you can come to my house. No, that's not what we're talking about. He's designating this.
Said so.
He's the different levels of how he's saying it, but the point is he's giving it over for that purpose. Okay, even if they only use it once a week, but that's what he's doing. He's giving it over for that purpose. It's not his house anymore. It's a shul now. Yud Zayin. Misha hoye bebeisoy by beis knesses yomim rabin. So in a tzibur yerushalayim the shanoes of a bayis after. They said, you know, let's stop davening by him. Let's go, let's get a different house and daven somewhere else. So they can't do that. Now, why can't they do that? I mean, really, the Chacham, they should have full power to do that. The chazaka that he has doesn't take away their right to. All right, leave out the because also you shouldn't be mashana. Right? I come to town every year and I stay by Reuven. Reuven has, you know, if I decide I have a valid reason why I need to move to Shimon, Reuven says, oh, yeah, look, you have to come to me. No such thing. You don't own me. He has, I have a chazaka, all the people in the community must come to me. What does that mean? So, but you can't do it. Okay, so Mishra, why not? Siv Katan Sadi. Maybe they darkish Sholom, because we can understand that this, if we could do this, Shayom al Bene by Zeb, if they're going to change, people are going to say, Anoshim Heim, Nindu, people say, ah, they moved out because the people there were not the proper people. So even if they have a somewhat valid reason, they can't. Now, if they have a totally valid reason, which we're saying, they have a real need. So you could change. Now, where does this halacha come from? This halacha comes from a Gemara by Reuven Chatzeris. So the Gemara says that they would gather, each person would donate, each Shabbat Shabbos, they would donate.
Like a matzah or something.
Some bread, etc. They would gather together in a basket and they would put it by a certain person's house. Every week they always put it by Reuven's house. So the Gemara says, Takana, because of Darkei Sholom, they can't switch to somebody else's house. Because that'll be. People said they moved it out of Reuven because there's something wrong with Reuven. So the Rishonim are shelling Sue from that concept over there by Reuven Chatzeris to over here as well. But over there, if there's a valid reason why they need to, they're allowed to. So the tzibur is not reshoy the shanoise, sari aleph. Now, if imrak mitzvah the tzibur, the hispar the spell of melakamacher reshoyim kibur shagama beisim hispaling says as long as his shul is still going, they want to have another minyan going somewhere else. They're allowed to. He's about the menah mitzvah b'shum pam. He never lost his mitzvah. But if they're saying, we'll keep learning about you, but not the whole all the time, it'll part of the year, and we'll switch around from house to house, that they can't do. Because each week, each day where they normally learn by him, they're not learning by him anymore. The case we're saying over here is they can split the two minyanim, so we're still having minyanim regularly by you, that's fine. L'shanoi said, now, this concept then moves to other areas. Once a person gets a certain schus to do something, we can't take it away. Unless the people which are ma'arir, raising the disagreement, have a real valid reason. Okay. Well, not only by things which are constantly being used, I feel that the worm means mile is one cause. Things which happen only occasionally. So you have a chazaka, and every time this mitzvah happens, which happened 3 times in the last 10 years, you're the one who did it. Yes, you can get such a chazaka. There was a chevra kedisha in the town. There's a group which took to bury the mason. Now another group wants to start, and they should bury some of the mason. They cannot protest against a second group. Everybody has a right to chav the mitzvah. But it's a designated group. But there's a group which that they're not just some people do it, but they become designated. Whenever there's a need, they're willing to forgo their other needs to provide this service, then already you can't take away, because they've invested a loss of time, a loss of money.
Is he talking about
Chevra Kedisha,
or is he talking about it in general for other
mitzvahs? This is not Chevra Kedisha, but it's a lot of Chevra Kedisha. But the point would be that once a group has been doing this and investing in it, in the sense of time and money that they lost for this, it's not time they chat the mitzvah and chat the mitzvah also. They've sacrificed, so you can't take away from them. They become an established group, you can't take away from them. Okay. So, Ein Atzibur Shorim L'Shanos B'Bayisacher. B'Bayisacher. Now, what's up with B'Bayisacher? It's in Reuven's house, you can't switch to Shimon's house. I'm right to leave this base. Knesset's Kabul Rishoyim, maybe it's ever Shimon Darkishon. They say, you know what? We've been dominated by Reuven in so many years. We would like to build a shul. Say, no, I want you to sit by me because of mitzvah. No, that's not a time. They want to build a basic knesset. The issue was Darkei Shalom. It's not Darkei Shalom anymore. We're building a new shul. Darkei Shalom is you take a room and give it to Shimon. That's Darkei Shalom. Building a shul. There's no undermining Darkei Shalom by actually building a shul. Yud Ches. Yesh Mishoimer. Shekle HaHekdesh. HaKedesh HaKesef. Shenog HaLeviim. Tomin the basic knesset B'chagim. The items which they don't have a real element of kedusha per se, but they've been used for the tzrachim of in the shul, let's say the menorah, etc. And you call them lahitzi lechulin ulmachim. You can't sell it out lechulin. You call them topsim shishu bechesis hektish aramisis hamakdish. And the person who made it, you know, shouldn't want to say, well, you know, we want it back. The community has the right to. Seize it as it were, hold on to it. Shenogel Avim, Tzadi Dalet. Gan Menorahs Lahatik Behem, they would bring lamps to light in, Atachshitim, Lisus El Sefer Torah, they would bring decorations to put in the Sefer Torah. So they can't be much of the Chulun. Kiman Shaloi, Pirshu Behed, Shaloi Sim Zoyz Rak, Batara Shela Behama. Mishisham Shalem, Chal Olai Kedusha. The lamp that they use is the same lamp you use in your house. So, what made it holy? Because if you spoke explicitly that you're just lending it, it doesn't become Kaddish. But you didn't do that, so it becomes designated for Kedusha. Because we're going to rub the dash on the minute, Pashat Shanis Shardim Rishus Baleim. No, the assumption was that people are just lending. That's what Rum says. The Pashim said maybe nowadays that that's not true. People's assumption they're giving it, they mean to give it totally and just that, you know, and walk away. That's what they mean. But if, according to Magen Rama, at his time, the minhag was that we remained rishus of Bailim. Even they don't speak anything else, they have intent what the standard procedure in the city was. If the normal assumption was that the owners would keep it, even if you did not say that explicitly, that's what you meant. Come welcome. Yeshatoiv, the house is behind your Bishasavoa, to rock Matera Shelebam. But if you can say it explicitly, of course you should say it explicitly. Okay, one more. Yeshvishoim Rashim, Nimsa Acher Mises Odom, Ksav, Kosov, Shekhtish Kalim, Vedalovadim. We have a piece of paper that says he designated something. That, you know, thing over there. So, he's not here. There's no Aiden. Was this a serious thing that we have to say we have a right to take away from the Yerushim and give it to the basic classes? Or no? Well, I must. But Kohol, he has not actually given over yet, so what's the status? We assume that the Ksav was Emes, and he was Makdashit, so once he's Makdashit, the Kohol will take possession of it for that purpose. So they found it amongst his documents. Avi Hektish. Devari Yigdisho. If he put it there, we have to assume that he was Makdish. If he put the note there, Kimisha Kosov Loyal Megillah, he wrote it up in his amongst his documents, amongst his papers. So probably he did it.
I'm going to run Sif Kotten Mem Dalad. My share is there because Shemish Mitzim and Pei Aleph, Sif Yad Zayin, the Rishach Shom Yaturis Kushosai, Kumashikos Masa Shekel. So he asked the Kasha from a case over there in Chashemishbut, and the Shach over there would answer the question. Over there it says, person passed away, when they find a shtar in his possession that he owes somebody money. So what do we do? It's a lot. We don't assume that's true, and we put it. The more it says, there's an interesting idea that it's possible a person will write up a document, which isn't true, as a way to take away an iron horror. He's doing very well in business, so he's planning to use a document to show people that he does have some chayvus. You know, I'm not any better than you. I'm not richer than you. Don't worry about me. There's other people who walk around being jealous of him. So we don't know what it is.
Meaning the psak, initial psak that we have here is not so clear that it is hetesh.
Right. If the way the Master Shekel answers the question, you're going to generate a limitation to the halacha over here. Because the Magaram asks the Kasha, the Shach answers, based on the Shach, you're going to answer the question. The Master Shekel says, the problem is the Shach's words over there are disputed. So applying it back over here, we're going to end up that not everybody agrees with this halacha over here. So what is the? I don't remember this conversation, but the Maaseh Dirshu he brings. It depends where this is found. So if you have a document, so we can say the plan is to have his document. If it's in his ledger, the Shach says, that's a private thing he's keeping for himself. He would not have written that if it wasn't true. So the Shach holds that in that situation, he would have to pay. And the Master Shekel says, that's the pshat over here, of what we're saying over here, that if he wrote this, you found it in the Pinkus. So then this halacha, the Shach makes a difference between Pinkus and not Pinkus. Not everybody agrees with that. So this halacha is only like the Shach, it's from the case of Pinkus, and not everybody agrees that Pinkus would make you have to pay. So not everybody's going to agree to the din of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay. Yeah.